All who come to this happy place, welcome.
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Tim Livingston.
Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back.
Pete Livingston.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And Sam.
I want you to remember this face here, okay? This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Taking you into Monday the only way they know how.
Bionic Man!
Oh! With love.
Now go to that voodoo that you do somewhere!
Those Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
I'm holding it up.
4-0.
Detroit. Rock City.
The D. Puffy.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Uh-uh.
I need you to go down to Queens. Get me a sugar cookie.
And some Compodium breast milk.
Compodium breast milk.
4-0. Detroit.
Let us review. The only two undefeated teams in football now both reside in the NFC North. One of them is the Green Bay Packers.
It's gross.
And the other one is the Detroit Lions.
I like it. Man, I like it.
Tim and Pete in studio. Welcome to the first show of the month of October.
Happy month of October.
Yep.
It is the month of All Saints Eve, correct?
All no. Hallows Eve, All Saints Day.
All Saints
November
Day.
November 1st.
November 1st is All Saints Day.
Yes.
Day.
Good Catholic knowledge.
So it has nothing to do with October.
No, November.
November 1st. October 31st is not Halloween, it's what?
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
There it is.
Which is what?
All Saints Day Eve.
Good enough for me.
Thank you.
I don't know.
So we sit here, and I am reminded of the first time we did this show as I look out onto West Napa Street and nary a car drive by. It is almost completely silent in here. Just as I say it, there's a car. Sweet. But yeah, welcome. Big week, obviously, in sports. It was incredible on Wednesday. That was, if you are remotely a fan of baseball, Wednesday was probably one of the, unless you're a Red Sox fan, one of the greatest nights, if not the greatest night in the history of baseball. where in a three-hour span, four teams' fates were determined on the last day of the season. In fact, to be honest, the last time, sadly, that the end of the season was this fun for so many teams involved, 1993, when the Braves and the Giants were tied with 103 victories going into the final day, and the Giants sent Solomon Torres to the hill against the Los Angeles Dodgers, while the Braves were able to pick up the win and the Giants got slaughtered. They became the team with the most wins never to go to a postseason. But this past Wednesday, the Braves had a ninth inning lead, lost it, went into extras, and lost the game. This is after the Cardinals blew out Houston to put the pressure on the Braves, and the Braves couldn't hold up. And then, down 7-0 to the Yankees, the Rays got 6 in the 8th. That home run on their final strike of the season again with Dan Johnson. And then right after that happened, the Red Sox returned from the rain delay, and with one strike to go to clinch at least a tie, you know, in the wild card, Jonathan Papelbon goes up double, double, single. 2 minutes after that single, Evan Longoria goes yard to give the Rays the wild card.
Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. Dirtbag. Incredible. It's really
playoff baseball.
Playoff baseball. And the Rays.
It's October. Playoff baseball.
Rays and Rangers tied one apiece in their series. Also, the Yankees and Tigers tied one game apiece in theirs.
The Diamondbacks are getting shellacked.
Yes.
So they're down 0-2.
As we were hoping they would. And then tonight, the Phillies had Cliff Lee on the hill in a 4-3 lead, and they gave it up. Cardinals got 6 shutout innings from their bullpen. Not that great a bullpen, but 6 shutout innings from them. And they get a couple of clutch hits. And
small sample size, Tim.
And they win 5-4. So, 3 series tied at 1. And the Brewers looking like world beaters against the Diamondbacks. And now, we have the off day tomorrow. And we get right back to work on Tuesday. So, plenty of good stuff for baseball coming up. Very cool stuff, Pete. Very cool stuff in sports.
Very cool.
Very cool. Football, Niners down 20 today. Come back. Defeat the Philadelphia Michael Vicks. Vick had almost 500 total yards.
The Philadelphia Dogfighters.
And they still lost 24-23 on that Frank Gore 12-yard touchdown run.
I do not know how it happened.
I don't know how it happened either.
I left for work at the end of the first half, and I checked out. You are perspirating.
I am.
What gives? What's with the perspiration?
I'm so hot. You're so hot.
What's going on? Do you eat something spicy?
I think I did.
Do you have to poo?
No, I'm fine.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
This check-in.
Yep, no, I'm okay.
You're perspiring.
I am. I think it's the spotlights. I think the spotlights are too bright. I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
By the way, there's a spotlight right above me, and it's out. There is no light coming from the spotlight.
There is no light.
That was the joke.
No light.
But yes, Pete, you were saying?
I don't know. What was I saying?
I don't know. We've already lost it. We're 10 minutes in. We've already lost it. Damn.
Oh, yeah. So I was watching the Niners. So far, every time that I've watched the Niners this year, they've either lost or they were losing.
Yes. This is true.
And I know that people view... We have no control in the outcome of the game. We have
no.
But it's so hard not to think that you have something to do with a team's success or their failures.
All I know, Pete, is that when I come to this radio show without pants on, the 49ers are 3-1. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. That'll get you in the playoffs.
I mean, you play that way the rest of the year, you're 12-4, you get a first round bye. I might not wear pants ever again.
January, not wearing pants.
40 degrees out, pantsless. Long underwear, maybe, but pantsless.
So Detroit,
4-0.
The crappiest city in all of... Well, it's between them and, like, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ohio, got a news article for about Ohio, which we will get into a little bit later.
Segway.
So, the D somehow is just dropping bows.
Did you see what happened today? Did you see that the Dallas Cowboys...
No, I just saw scores. I just saw lots of teams that were losing, and then lots of teams came back and won.
And they were one of those teams.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yes, I love it. Matt Stafford is turning into a very, very good NFL quarterback. And all it took was for him to be healthy. And the Lions have been in situations where they definitely should have lost the game. They were down 23 to Minnesota. They were down, I think, 17 to Dallas today.
Hey, the better team wins.
And they're coming back, and they're winning these games in the fourth because the playbook consists of get the ball to Calvin Johnson, and we'll go from there. And it works. It works very well, I have to say. So, very excited. And I'm not sure when the Lions and Packers have their first game, but, man...
I won't be able to watch it.
They should flex that like right now. They should be like, okay, I don't care when this is. It's going to be the national game of the week on Sunday or Monday Night Football. So,
in the Los Livingston Brothers Fantasy Football League, I am currently losing 38.5 to 18. Again, this is without. I think I'm going to lose regardless.
Yes.
Because
you somehow have to get Aurelius Ben to get you 20 points. I don't know how you would in this in a loser league, but
lots of catches for no yards. That's basically what I need. And you are
losing as well.
You're losing too.
Yes. I am losing to Craptastic by 60 points.
Wow.
This is because on the same team, I picked Sean Carpenter of the Miami Dolphins as my kicker because, you know, the Dolphins suck.
That's who I had.
Oh, no, then I had the Kansas City kicker. He had Ryan Sukup, and he got me minus 21 points because he decided to kick 5 field goals today.
Man, so, Sam Bradford got him 53 points.
You need to look at Sam Bradford's line. Go to his team. Go to Craptastic's actual team.
Okay.
Because he'll tell you the line. Because obviously in our Los Livingston Brothers Loser League, we have points a little different when it comes to quarterbacks. Sam Bradford today.
Okay, shiesty ass limo that just drove by with no lights on. What's the deal on a Sunday night, 11:13, rolling through downtown Sonoma with no lights on?
Can I actually pause it?
What's the deal?
Pete, you know, one of my good college friends got married today at Ramekins. And I kind of have this feeling that that limo is a party to that.
Well, just listen to this.
This is incredible, by the way.
Okay.
Congrats, Chunk. Go get him.
20 of 43.
Yep.
23 incomplete passes. One touchdown. 7 sacks. Okay. 1 fumble, 1 lost. Of course, the big one being the 23 incomplete passes, which I think is what? You get like a point per incomplete pass?
You get a point per incomplete pass.
You lose six
per touchdown, but then you gain like 3 back for a sack.
Strangely, no interceptions.
And then he loses the ball on a fumble, so that's mega points. I mean, this is just incredible stuff. Beanie Wells had a phenomenal day. He actually helped out one of my other teams, but... for this guy, he even got 8 points from him, even with those big numbers, because he also had a fumble. So,
but he didn't lose it. The thing is, that's probably about. I don't know. I'd have to look. There has to be the adjustment, though, the scoring adjustment with yardage.
Yeah,
because it still counts yardage as positive. I can't make positive yardage become negative points. It doesn't let you do that.
Uh huh.
That's why you need to have the yardage adjustment. Like, if you have 138 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns, that should be like negative 50 points.
Yes.
That's a really good game.
That should be an automatic loss.
That should not be rewarded at all.
Oh, man.
Somehow
Tavares Jackson had a better game today than Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, wow.
Incredible. So, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's fun.
Things are heating up a little bit.
I think we're starting to get it.
Los Livingston Brothers. I just have to do the scoring adjustments. I haven't really had time to sit down and do it yet.
Pete is a fair and balanced fantasy football commissioner.
I try.
He is. By the way, if you guys do want to call in and talk sports or movies, whatever the hell else is on your mind, the area code 707-933-9133 for all your pantsless entertainment needs.
That's right.
That is how we roll up here in the Sonoma town. By the way, Pete, Ed Reed tonight for the Ravens.
The U,
obviously.
Punt block? Punt return.
Yeah, punt return for a touchdown. Yeah,
good for him.
I think he could play with a broken freaking neck the entire season, and he'd still be the best defensive player in football.
That's him. He is an impact player, they say.
If you had the Baltimore Ravens defense and special teams tonight, it was the biggest night for a defense in a long time for fantasy football.
They brought it.
So many fumbles, so many interceptions.
They brought it.
So, Pete, we both have copies of BlazBlue.
We do. Both playing BlazBlue.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a few days.
Neither have I.
I played it like 3 days in a row. 3-4 days in a row.
I like it.
Pretty good and pretty hardcore. I do. I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
it's cool because I was doing a little research on it. They are coming out with a patch.
Mm-hmm.
I guess presumably it's going to really balance stuff out. I guess in highly competitive play.
What's his name? There's, is like an overbearing character. I can't remember who it is.
I don't know. But there's like 2 or 3 characters, I guess, that
mm-hmm.
everybody plays. And then after that, the matchups are horrible. They're like 7-3. So, you basically can't win ever.
Wow!
But I guess this new patch that's coming out comes with the new character, and then there's lots of rebalancing. So I guess word on the street is a lot of the characters, if not almost the entire cast, is going to be viable. Which I don't know how severe it is because we just have been playing
we just got into this,
so it's a lot of fun. But yeah, enjoying Blaz, enjoying the blue.
And then
I like it.
I don't know if you saw this, but in 2 weeks' time, Davis is going to be having a fantastic fighting game competition in a couple of weeks. Look it up on SRK. Pretty incredible stuff. You know, you gotta go up and search for it, Pete. You gotta search in Davis, search SRK for Davis.
And we're looking.
We are looking.
Want to get into some of these news articles?
Please, this will be phenomenal. These are your breaking news stories for Los Livingston Brothers on this October 2, 2011.
Okay,
Dan Rather reported.
I want to read this to you because I want to get your reaction. I think I'm going to move over to this chair so I can look at you.
Pete, you guys can't see this, but Pete and I are actually going to start playing Super Password. I will play the role.
Just because I want to see what happens.
I just want
your thoughts. Because I don't want you to read it. I want you to hear it through my voice. Not through it, through your brain and your interpretation. I want you to just...
Okay.
These stories that I found, sports related, because we love our sports on Los Livingston Brothers.
Pete, I'm going to be playing the role of TV personality John Larroquette.
I like it.
And the word is pretzel. Go ahead.
Okay. We've got article number one.
Okay.
Youth Football League bars 11-year-old prodigy from scoring touchdowns. Okay. Demius Jimerson, an 11-year-old football prodigy from Malvern, Arkansas, who has scored as many as 7 touchdowns in one game, is now barred from crossing the goal line if he has already scored 3 touchdowns and his team holds at least a 14-point lead. It's a lot for a preteen star to digest, but Jimerson doesn't appear to mind. I'm okay with it, Jimerson said.
Okay, well, you know what's funny about this is that when LaDainian Tomlinson was running all over his opponents and didn't put a touchdown cap on his ass.
Okay, hang on. The rule was instituted to keep the other 21 players on the field involved. Wilson Intermediate Football League Commissioner Terry Bryant tells Fox 16's Josh Rosenthal, "It's not an unprecedented move. The rule actually has a name, the Madre Hill Rule, after the Arkansas Razorbacks' great and fellow Malvern native, Madre Hill, being Madre Hill."
Fantastic.
Basically, yeah, that's the story. Your thought on an 11-year-old being barred from scoring touchdowns?
I mean, first off, is he 11? I mean,
he looks like he's about 9.
Okay, really? Are you sure 19 isn't the answer,
Pete? Look at that face.
Look at that punim. Okay, that dude's boss.
Yeah. He's wearing an Adrian Peterson jersey.
He does kind of look like the kid from Role Models, now that I think about it. I think it's a fair rule.
It's like the parents, like, oh, this kid, he's too good. I mean,
that's the thing. The other thing is, if it was any other sport, you'd see him be rocketed up to the next level.
It's like, get out of here, parents.
But with football, because of the fact that if he went up to the next level, he'd be playing with a lot bigger kids that are obviously a lot stronger than him, the chance of injury goes up, so they don't want to do that.
It's like, dude, your kids are slow, fat, and white.
Pete, we are talking about Arkansas.
Yes.
So
they're slow, fat, and white, and they can't catch this kid. That is their problem.
I know you're all for individualism. And
good
for
this kid.
I mean, let's just be honest. The guy, if you have him in your Pop Warner football league,
what are you doing, kid? Stop.
he's gonna pull the Brian Westbrook and just fall down at the one and make his fantasy owners that much madder for not taking the 6 points. So I think it's fine because at the youth level, you have to think about participation more than standout.
No.
Fine. I'm sorry, Pete.
Let the kid run wild.
You don't want
to
do that.
Why do we have to restrain our children and say, hey, don't be as good as you can be?
Because when you have a 6-play playbook and 4 of them are hand this kid the ball, you only have 2 other plays.
I think the other coaches need to teach their kids how to tackle.
I think the coach needs to start throwing some play action into it because you know those linebackers are just going to bite anytime this guy looks like he's going to get a handoff. And then he's just gonna, the quarterback can just start throwing bombs and they'll score boatloads of touchdowns. And it won't be with just that one kid. And
if I was this kid, I would be scoring every time I touch the rock. Rule intact or not. He says he's okay with it. I would encourage him to continue to keep scoring.
You know what's going
to
be great is that he's going to stop at the 1-yard line at some point, and some kid's going to run into him and knock him into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchdown.
Possibly.
Pete, why are there streetwalkers right now in Sonoma?
I don't know. Shady things are going down.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Downtown Sonoma. SVU.
A mother complaining on Facebook about her son's messy room led the boys ineligibility on their high school football team and the school's forfeit of 3 wins. The Perry County Vikings, ranked 3rd in Division Class 1A, will not be able to count wins over 3 area teams because they used 2 ineligible players.
I got to hear why they were ineligible. Go ahead, Pete.
Offensive linemen Rodney and Ryan Belasic.
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 Sure.
Thank you.
Belasic.
Is it Belasic?
Like,
Belasic?
I would say Belasic. Belasic. That'd be Belasic.
Belisek.
Sure.
Ronnie and Ryan Belisek. Belisek
Pickles, yes.
Belisek. 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 We'll go with Belisek.
707-933-9133 if you can correct
the pronounced last name. Offensive linemen Rodney and Ryan Belisek were declared ineligible by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association because their entire family does not live in Perry County.
Whoa, hold on.
So TSSAA Executive Director Bernard Childress said school officials thought the player's entire family had moved to Perry County during the summer. But the mother actually works in Henry County. And she posted on her Facebook page that she sent the kids back to Perry County for the week and that she would not see them again until Friday night. Then, later on her Facebook page, she posted, "How can two boys mess up their room as badly as they do when they're only here on Saturday and Sunday? Oops! My bad, kids! My bad. Mom's bad on that.
Really?
My bad.
This would be one in the column for Facebook being used for evil, folks.
There you go.
One thing that would be classified as Facebook being used for good, liking Los Livingston Brothers. Also, Pete, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
I'm sorry, kids. I didn't know. It's my fault. You didn't clean your room. You didn't do it. I just cost your teams so far undefeated. Well, it was your team. You're not there anymore.
One done. High school in Tennessee is about to get two stud prospects, though.
Possibly. I don't know how good they are. Would probably be pretty good if they're...
What's funny, obviously, shout out to the Phelps family and the Livingston family out in Tennessee, holding it down. Spring Hill, Knoxville. Gotta love this. Next story, Pete.
Next story. Okay. There was no listing in the Arizona Interscholastic Association's record book, but what Kingman senior quarterback Gabe Loomis did Friday night lands him in the National Federation of High School's football record book. His 7 interceptions in Kingman's 48-21 victory over host Flagstaff at Northern Arizona's walk-up Sky Dome ties him with 2 others for 3rd most in a game in national history. The last time a player had 7 interceptions in a game came in 1977. Before that, it was 1942. The national record is 9.
Wow.
They
won, by the way. You heard that right. He threw 7 picks.
Okay.
And they won.
Okay.
They won.
Loomis had 147 return yards, including a 38-yarder return for a touchdown. He also caught a 42-yard touchdown pass. Coach Rob York said that he starts a sophomore cornerback on the other side, so Loomis seldomly got picked on by quarterbacks leading up to this game. Flagstaff used 2 quarterbacks, neither of whom could get anything past Loomis. Hey, opposing coaches... remember how your quarterback threw 4 interceptions throwing at that cornerback? There's 11 other guys, or excuse me, 10 other guys on that defense. Throw at somebody who's not in this kid's vicinity, because you think maybe after, you know, like the 50th interception, you may have said, hey, don't throw to this guy.
Loomis Island, Pete. Loomis Island. Not Rebus Loomis Island. Island. Loomis Island. Because seriously, why would you even line anyone up in front of him?
Coach, he was open. No, idiot. He was not open.
No, he wasn't. God.
Do you know how many interceptions you just gave that kid? 7.
And it's not my fault. Because you know the reads.
Here you go. I'll play coach. You play quarterback. What were you thinking on that pass?
I saw him drift back.
You're an idiot. You're stupid. Hey, how many interceptions have you thrown to that kid?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't.
That was your seventh interception.
He's giving him a 10-yard cushion, coach. What do you want me to do?
Don't throw to him. That guy on the other side of the field, throw to him. The sophomore that gets picked on all the time, throw at him. That kid, seven interceptions. Thank you. Seven interceptions in a football game.
I don't think I've had impressive. I don't think I've had seven interceptions, period, playing Madden.
That's impressive. Seven interceptions.
And I haven't played Madden in years.
That kid is going to be doing so much blow at high school parties.
You think?
So much blow
at high
school parties.
You think Nick Saban's already on the phone?
That, I don't know.
I mean, like,
it's a possibility. He's on somebody's radar. Kid's doing so much blow.
Really?
So much blow.
Arizona, they don't do blow.
He's exporting so many illegal. Ohio.
Already a bad sign.
Okay.
Already a bad sign.
Elyria?
Don't know.
See, this is the headline. Health department can't solve Elyria football illness. E-L-Y-R-I-A. How do you pronounce that? Whatever.
El Dandy. I don't know.
The thing is, that's the name of the city.
The name
of the city in Ohio is so bad that it sounds like a sickness. That's what I'm getting at.
It sounds like something that comes up from complications of, like, eating diarrhea-covered chili.
There you go. The City Health District and the Ohio Department of Health have concluded their investigation into a suspected foodborne illness that struck the Elyria High football team on September 15th. Laboratory tests have confirmed that the illness was not salmonella or Norwalk virus. Officially, the cause of the outbreak will be listed as unknown.
Wow.
Other confirmatory tests could not be run as there were no foods left from the event to test. A bag of lettuce was submitted to the lab but not tested, as illness associated with lettuce did not match the pattern of the outbreak.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if it is an unknown lettuce illness?
Good point.
Science, you suck.
The illness affected at least 49 of the 87 players that attended a team meal on September 15th.
I'm guessing there was an outpouring of all holes.
So, they're going to be having hold food safety education seminars to prevent and support groups of the athletic programs on a routine basis. And...
Son, how's the consistency of your craps been lately?
Players told WKYC-TV there were rolls, salad, bottled water, and a spaghetti dish with a meat sauce at dinner. The older players ate at Eli Stadium while watching the freshman team game. So,
there you have it. I don't know. That's interesting.
Those are your prep news articles. Tim is currently... Are you still hungover?
No.
No.
October, obviously, we're now in the month of October. We are about to start our 10th month at Los Livingston Brothers, our fourth quarter, so to speak, in this phenomenal year we've had. And Oktoberfest, obviously, it will be the theme over the next couple of weeks all over the place. Locally, though, it is the Crush. It is the Vintage. All the winemakers are starting to pick the early grapes. And then by the end of the month, they should have everything picked out for the fruitier varietals. But be prepared, if you're local, to smell the combination of fermenting grapes and cow dung. Cow pies and grapes. That's what Sonoma does.
Comes with the territory.
Also, the rain that's supposed to hit the next couple of days isn't going to help things.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Fudge.
Fudge, so, not cool.
So, Pete, since we're talking prep sports, why don't you give us an update from Friday night?
We won. Our first win.
Outstanding. Just, of you the know, year. Just.
Thank you. Thank you. Kids played tough against the LCL Lobos,
who will be part of the SCL starting next year. So this is going to be a league game next year as they swap out with Piner coming in to take the place of Windsor and Casa Grande.
That's right.
So I will be back on the airwaves for football on Friday up at Windsor for the final game against Windsor as an SCL team. And Windsor is looking like a bunch of world beaters.
They're doing good.
And Sonoma, still, they're doing well themselves, but Windsor has been on another level. In fact, they've probably been the best team in the area looking so far. So, stiff test for the Dragons, but expect them to have a good run of it next week, or this week, actually. Holy criminy, it's this Friday. And I will be there with Dave Sandoval to call it. So, hope you guys can join us. Should be fun.
It's in Windsor?
In Windsor. Yeah.
Are you sick?
I got something. I don't know what it is, but I'm like blowing my nose. I'm nasally right now, and I can hear it in my voice.
Did you have any rolls?
Yes.
Spaghetti with meat sauce?
No. I had whatever that hot potato salad is that the Germans serve. Really good, by the way.
Hot potato salad. I'm not familiar
with
the hot
delicious.
Potato salad.
And then I obviously had a bratwurst.
When? Today?
Last night.
What did you have today?
I had a sandwich from Mom and Pop's Sandwich Shop in Santa Rosa, California. Delicious. And then I had tortellini and salad for dinner, along with a bowl of cereal.
Just letting you know, on October 6th, which is Thursday, Dark Souls comes out.
Okay, we'll shift our attention to video games again, because there are a couple of things that I do want to bring up, but I want you to talk about Dark Souls, because you've been playing Demon's Souls, and you have some insight into what Dark Souls is going to be about, and it's pretty kick-ass.
I don't know, actually, what Dark Souls is going to be about.
But you know how the game is going to be played.
Oh, it's just an extremely difficult game. It's one of those games where it's like a throwback to over-the-top difficulty where you just... The enemies are just super ridiculously hard, and you have to play very methodically. And you have to... There's just traps spring from just out of nowhere. You get ambushed a lot, and there isn't a whole lot of storyline. It's like very generic.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you're just this lone warrior that's going to go and, like, save the land from whatever. And you have to go through all these different lands and scenarios. But it's like one of the hardest games ever. Demon's Souls is that way, and then Dark Souls is supposed to be even harder.
Now, it's not like the precedent for this, like, kind of that soul character type thing hasn't been in other games. It's obviously been in Diablo, where you can go and retrieve your body and get everything that was with your body beforehand, just like with Demon's Souls. But just the gameplay of Demon's Souls makes it that much harder for you to retrieve everything that you lost when you died previously. So looking forward to that for you, obviously. I haven't even really played Demon's Souls that much. So, however, in a week where I actually ended up buying a couple of games, BlazBlue being one of them, I also picked up the Uncharted box set.
Oh, yeah.
I have. I've played that. It's an interesting game. Obviously, the hype is huge. Everybody loves Uncharted. They think it's, you know, it is the hot-ish. But, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not the biggest fan of those styles of games. And I tried it just because, you know, I wanted to give it a shot and I had some interest in it. And I hate to say it, but there's, you know, going in, I had these expectations, and they've changed a little. I do like it. But
some of the things I did fear have sprung up. It is one of those situations where you do feel like you're playing your way through a movie. There's a lot of cutscenes. It's very cutscene heavy, in fact. But I do, you know, I do like the exploration. I'm not a big fan of the gunplay because of the fact that it is kind of janky controls mm-hmm. for the shooting. But like I was saying, it is basically Tomb Raider without Lara Croft's boobs and dinosaurs. And the graphics really are killer. Naughty Dog did a fantastic job with the graphics.
Oh, Naughty Dog!
Yeah, this is their big comeback.
Some Crash.
Yes, Crash Bandicoot series.
Very nice.
So, big win there, and obviously Uncharted 3 is coming out. So I'm trying to get through these and kind of see, and then obviously I'll hand them off to you. But it's fun. It's something that that I think I'm going to enjoy. But I'm not going to, like, fall in love with it, I don't think. I think it's going to be a game that I'll, you know, I paid $20 per game.
Well, 2 is supposed to be better than 1.
2 is supposed to be better than 1, so that's why I'm going to get through this and see what changed in 2. So,
okay. Real quick.
Yes?
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. In my money league, somebody say a prayer that, like, that LeGarrette Blount goes off. Because I'm down 14 points.
That could happen.
I need that. I sat Frank Gore. In my money league.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. He sucked.
Yeah.
Major, I don't know if I can say.
Huevos? He sucked huevos. You can't say that word.
But really bad.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks. And he had games where he was getting like 40 carries. Especially Cincinnati. He had like 40 carries against Cincinnati.
He was
and
bad.
Had like 30 yards.
Ray Maluga made him his bitch the entire game, basically.
And going into this game,
he
was on like the injured reserve list or something. I don't know. He had the ankle, the ankle sprain.
He was close to doubtful. He was listed as probable when he still got in. I don't know how.
And they had him third. He was behind
Dixon.
Dixon.
And the other guy that ran in the touchdown.
Not Williams.
The guy that ran in the touchdown against Cincinnati last week.
Third on the depth chart, so I'm thinking he might not even play.
Yeah,
goes off.
Just
absolutely goes off.
It was like 15
carries, 120
something yards.
Yeah, touchdown, like 20 receiving yards. It's like that's what happens. That's my luck. And every year that I get Peyton Manning, every year that I get him, I never want to get him. When I do get Peyton Manning, he's either injured,
yeah,
or he just has a craptastic year. And that's what happened. And my other year, I have Matt Castle as my starting quarterback.
Because
I drafted Peyton Manning, and then I got handcuffed with Matt Castle. And then Peyton Manning out for, like, ever. And then it's like, oh, it's okay. I got Matt Castle. He's a pretty good quarterback. Did
you see that he and his head coach got into it a little bit?
Matt Castle?
Yeah. Todd Haley and Matt Castle had a little bit today. Castle has seen Todd Haley fire like 3 offensive coordinators since he's been there.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's getting to the point where people are realizing it's not the OC's fault, it's Todd Haley's fault.
Yeah.
So, and Todd Haley was the guy that, with Kurt Warner, helped lead the Cardinals to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. So,
wait, OC?
Yeah, he was. He was the OC.
Huh.
So,
okay, how do the New York Jets score 21 points? And lose 34-17. Their defense.
Sacks, fumbles. What's his name? David, I can't remember his last name now. He had an interception return for a touchdown.
Okay, let me see this. What's the stat line? They allowed 16 points.
Because
2 sacks.
That's why. Because
interception, fumble, 2 fumble recoveries, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, they had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, one was a return touchdown, one was an interception.
Okay. That makes, wow, man,
yeah.
That sucks.
So, I mean, the Ravens scored all their points on defense, so therefore the Jets didn't really give up too many points defensively.
I was up like 61 to like 68 or something, 67. Okay. And I was like, oh, he's got the New York defense. Like, I got this in the bag. LeGarrette Blount playing. 21 points? Fudge. Fudge-sickles. But so, anyway, the other game I'm playing,
yeah,
is just bought off Steam called The Binding of Isaac, I think it's called.
Okay.
Let me double check. The Binding of... Yeah, Isaac. Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like a throwback Zelda game. Little Old Testament meets Zelda.
Okay.
And, you know, what was the story? God tells the guy to go kill his son. Moses or whatever. You know the story. Yeah, but it's that same premise where God tells this mom to go kill Isaac, the main protagonist. She kind of goes crazy. And then it sounds kind of cynical. It is cynical. It's a cynical game. But
this is Sunday. We're going to church here, folks.
Your first time you play through it multiple times. It's a randomly generated dungeon crawler.
Okay.
Like Zelda. Here, I'll show you a picture of it. Like this. Okay.
I see.
And you're basically running away from your mom. So you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the dungeon while facing all these little characters and stuff. And you get power-ups and whatnot. And at the end, you have to fight your mom, and you defeat her. There's multiple endings. So you have to play through it like 6 or 7 or 8 times. And each playthrough, the dungeons, they increase in level. So the first time you play through, it's 5. It's like 4 basements and then...
Yeah.
The main boss. Second playthrough, it's like 8 or 9 levels. So there's like 7 different endings. So you just think about that each time you play through. And if you die, you have to start over from the beginning again.
Okay.
And the first playthrough, beat the game. Not exactly a spoiler, but the mom comes in to get Isaac, and then what happens is a little angel comes down and picks up a Bible and smacks her over the head and knocks her unconscious.
Nice.
So, nice little...
Nice one.
Nice little play.
The other one I got this week...
Great game.
The other one I got this week, so... I got three games this week. I got BlazBlue because last Sunday Pete was like, you know, I need to get some BlazBlue in. And I was like, okay, so I'll go buy you BlazBlue because I'm up there, I work at the mall. So I got BlazBlue... I bought Uncharted box set because it was $40 and it was a great buy.
And you got...
And Eco, I got...
Eco
Shadow of the Colossus. Have not played it yet because of the fact that I've been playing Uncharted.
Have you played it before?
I have played it a little bit before. I played Eco for sure. And I think I've played Shadow, but... It was one of those things where I've seen like gameplay for Shadow, and Sam is a huge, huge fan of Shadow of the Colossus. And I personally saw this, and I said, you know what? I like the Myst games, Eco's a lot along the way, like Myst, and it's one of those kind of throwback-y puzzle games. And I said, oh, let's give this a shot, and I liked it. So I picked it up because... PS3 is actually turning into kind of the digital remaster system. They're doing this with all their classic games. Like they're about to do the Metal Gear Solid set for 2, 3, and then whatever the other game that it is. And that's going to be huge. The one problem I have with that is that they're not doing substance and sustenance. So I don't get the... I mean, you want the extra stuff in those other games, I don't know. You want to play them in HD? Sure, fine. But I want the extra stuff. So it's like buying the Blu-ray Star Wars. You don't need Blu-ray Star Wars. Just get the special edition that had the Laserdisc originals. You're done. Boom. You have your Star Wars.
There you go.
But yeah, so I got a lot of games on my docket to play. I'm very happy about it. And we'll kind of... I'm going to try and get through Uncharted 1 this week, because it is a short game. I know that it's a shorter game. You can get through it pretty quickly. And then go from there. See what happens in Uncharted 2. Bada boom.
Bow.
Boom.
Oh.
I did have a bro moment this week. Very good one.
Very nice.
Was driving home from Santa Rosa.
Sam did post on Los Livingston Brothers that he's on the way. Posted it 10 minutes ago. So he might be getting here just in time for the very end of the show. Yep, there he is.
Oh, and he's driving my old car. We're 10 minutes away. But I did have a pretty good bro moment where
nice.
I was driving to the stop at Farmers Lane and 4th Street right there. And I drive up and I just hear this loud, loud music. And there's this big pickup truck with his windows down both sides. And it's that song, There Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Didn't you say this last week?
No. I told you this when I was talking to you the other day. And so, obviously, I'm like, okay, dude's in a big pickup truck and listen to that with the windows down.
I don't think Cage the Elephant is necessarily a bro.
Dude, that song is very bro.
I don't know.
Really? You don't think that song is bro?
No, because not everybody has a lap slide guitar in there.
I'm pretty sure a couple of UFC fighters has used that as his entrance music. I'm just saying.
We'll have to look in that.
I'm pretty sure that's a
bro. I did like that song when it came out, so I don't think it's a bro song.
But, I mean,
you want a bro song, Pennywise, bro him.
First off,
okay.
I can't talk bad about Pennywise because I actually saw them in concert and they freaking ruled it. They were awesome. Saying,
whatever,
they were great.
Bro. Whatever, bro.
Uh-huh. But then you get up to the truck and you are slowing down.
Who's in Les Salmon?
I'll be right back.
Save the bro talk. I don't think it's a pro song. If you don't think it's a... If you know who Cage the Elephant is, go ahead and let us know if you think it's a bro song. Leave us a message on Los Livingston Brothers. Feel free to hit us up on Los Livingston Brothers at Facebook. I think it's the only way to get a hold of us. There's Sam. What's that? What do you got there, buddy?
That's for Hello. You.
It's for me?
Yeah, Mom got it.
A Kit Kat Chunky. And you got Pop Rocks.
Chocolate Pop Rocks.
Chocolate Pop Rocks. Here, Sam, take over this mic.
And give them your headphones.
Yeah, here.
Here I am. How's it going, everyone?
Sucks. Life sucks.
No, God.
Oh, Tim's good. Hungover, and he's... You got to turn up my microphone, I think. Or am I good? Am I good?
No, you're fine.
Okay, yeah, I'm good. You.
You're mucho fine.
This, I gotta turn up my...
Turn my headphones up. Turn them up.
It says channel 3. I think that's it.
Yeah. Whatever.
You're
cool.
Fine, Pete.
I'm good.
You're good. You're good. You're good, bro.
Thank you.
You're good. Eat your Kit Kat, bro.
Eating my Kit Kat. Now, it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but eating my Kit Kat.
Oh, I'll show you my Pop Rocks with you so I can be... Just like
what's
you.
That? Tabasco?
Tabasco chocolate.
Yes. Tabasco
spicy chocolate.
I don't know.
Spicy chocolate's good. I don't know if you guys have ever done that before, but spice and chocolate's really good.
Where'd you get the Tabasco chocolate from?
Mom and Dad went to San Francisco, and they went to like some fancy old chocolate store, and they're just like, oh, let's get some Pop Rocks and... Tabasco chocolate and a giant Kit Kat bar.
I don't know if any of you know this, but in Japan, Kit Kat bars are considered very good luck.
I have heard that. You said that.
Abu. I thought we had a caller.
We did.
No, we didn't.
You were slow on the pickup.
No, I wasn't.
Here we go. Chocolate Pop Rocks. Go ahead, Pete.
No. Go ahead. I want to.
All right.
This is radio magic, everybody.
So just sit there with your mouth open. Hang on.
Dulcet tones. Everybody be quiet. Shh. I'm not going to lie, Sam. That sounds like you're taking a piss in the bushes.
Put more Pop Rocks in.
Put more Pop Rocks. More Pop Rocks. More Pop Rocks. More. More Pop Rocks.
Okay, here we go. Shh. Okay, now just like Stick out your tongue.
What? This is really happening.
That's so dirty, dude.
Wow.
Stop, don't laugh.
This is absolutely riveting radio. Sam's taking a piss. Pete's eating the Kit Kat bar. I'm sitting here lamenting that we only have 5 minutes left in the show.
This is our candy orchestra.
It's still going. Those are some good pop rocks.
So, Sam, we were just talking about video games.
Mm-hmm.
One game that you've been playing. Go.
Terraria? Terraria?
What's that?
Terraria?
Terraria.
Row.
Yeah,
Terraria.
It's like Minecraft, but in 2D and a lot more complex. But it's the same premise. Day and night, there's undead, and then there's, like, you know, slimes and old bunnies and stuff that start running around, romping. But there's more than just, you know, just
bunnies.
Like, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can't kill them for some reason.
Because you don't want to kill bunnies.
You really don't. But they pretty much die in one hit. If a monster touches them, it's funny. They just, like, explode into chunks. But there's a whole bunch of different landscapes you can go over. They're randomly generated. You just keep digging downward, and you find other worlds, like, you know, an underworld, and then there's, like, extra caves, and there's, like, water physics that also go into the game. So, like, if you're digging and you hit an opening and tap into water, then it'll flow down into whatever is down below. It's really fun, though. And you can play this multiplayer. Yes. It's a lot like Minecraft.
But 2D.
Oh, my God. Very nice. This is ridiculous. All right. So we're winding down here. Pete still is now.
This is like the worst shape I've ever seen you in, Tim. You look horrible.
I'm running on fumes right now.
Not bringing the A game.
No. I'm definitely in C+.
If I were going to grade this show, what would you grade this show out at?
F plus. Click.
Here. Here's a B+. This will add on to it.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite part of the show was when Sam rolled in with the candy.
Yeah, that's pretty bomb. Sam saved the show. Sam has made our show tolerable. I am going to make a guarantee that next week I will be in much happier spirits.
Ow.
You better take some vitamin C. Ow.
Yeah.
And you better just suck it up, Tim, because you know what? If you're going to bring this garbage to the studio, don't even show up, Tim.
I have to say, I'm super glad. Everyone, my laptop is no longer missing in action. It is returned from the Asus factory, fully repaired. And it runs everything like a beast.
Ready to play HD porn.
Top notch.
All day, every day. HD porn.
Sam, we have 75 seconds left in the show. It is
words
time
of wisdom.
For you to throw out your words of wisdom.
Oh, here's one that I thought of.
Ooh.
It's very helpful, I think.
Ooh.
Okay. A little bit of career development wisdom. A frog always sounds like it's saying ribbit. But if you think about it, it sounds a lot like yeah, but. Like, yeah, but. But, because brains over the millennia have developed from reptile to mammals to humans. Excuse me, hold on. You still have that instinct to be thinking, yeah, but. So, the next time that you're thinking, yeah, but, when you want to take that next step in life and do something with it, do something that you want to do, just think, is it really what you think, or is it just some process that's happening by instinct?
About it. That was very abstract.
Holy crimey.
You just went a lot of places with that word to wisdom.
Wow.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. I don't think we're going to top that.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but. We got to go. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a week. I'll be back Tuesday, then Friday, and then we'll all be back a week from tonight here on Those Livingston Brothers. Until then, good night.
I love Pop Rocks.
And kick ass.
Hey, you're listening to Sun FM 91.3 KSVY Sonoma.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. And the odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks.
Pop Rock,
son!
To
listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yeah.